Every year, you can tell when it's high-stakes test time. Parents start posting on social media about how stressed their kids are over end-of-the-year tests.
An annual assessment at the end of every school year of every student, that may be a bit overload.
Alvin Wilbanks is Gwinnett County's superintendent. He also chairs a national group of superintendents. That group has met with U.S. education officials to suggest changes to testing requirements. One example? Wilbanks says only require testing for a few specific grades.
I would say offer it in elementary school. In fourth grade, I would offer it in middle school in the seventh grade. And then I would put it at the 10th grade in high school.
Part of the problem with testing may be that consequences aren't clear. Should students be held back if they don't pass? To what extent, if any, should teachers be judged on scores? Aaron Pallas is a professor at Teachers College at Columbia University.
What exactly is the purpose of these tests? Is it to tell us something about the system overall, or is it to really try to hold individual teachers accountable for what students are learning? So we need to think carefully about what are the purposes of these assessments? What are they trying to tell us, and how are we going to use them?
That uncertainty has led parent Ruth Hartman to opt her two children out of state-issued tests this year. She says schools overemphasize the tests, which she thinks are unreliable.
The teachers know where the kids are, period. That's what they do. That's what they've been going to college for and getting master's and doctorates. That's what they do. You know, an occasional test, yes, you know the knowledge, but it's just too much.
U.S. education officials say they may recommend some of the changes to Congress, who will soon decide whether to renew the law that requires yearly testing. Martha Dalton, WABE News.